the Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment meeting for March 17th, 2026 to order. Start with roll call.
Morley Hoskell.
Debbie Zula.
Reg Moore.
Mike Hakkinen.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
Chair David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. We have resolution 26-01, moved by Mike Hakkinen, seconded by Morley Hoskell. The committee adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 26-02, moved by Morley Hoskell, seconded by Mike Hakkinen. That the committee of adjustment minutes from the August 19th, 2025 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Hearing none, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The meeting has been called to hear application A-01/2026, Vandermolen, and I'd ask the Secretary Treasurer to, first of all, have verification that all notices have been filed and the corresponding dates.
Yes, all notices were filed prior to the minimum of 10 days of this meeting. I can confirm that there was one letter that was received by a neighbor at 156 Jones Road. It reads, as the property owner located at 156 Jones Road, I do not object in any way to the variance being applied for at 154 Jones Road. And that's from Dane Vandermolen.
Okay, thank you. And we have the applicants online, the Vandermolens. If you wish to speak to the application before we comment, that's fine. Any comments?
excuse me, yes, this is John Vandermolen, Shelley's husband. I just wanted to say we are working with your CBO, Chris, to comply with any requirements he has.
Okay, great, thank you. Any comments from committee members about this application? This is for an application to permit a deck with a reduced front yard setback. Any members of the committee have any comments? Greg?
I haven't seen the changed. Oops. Is that on? You hearing it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the changed papers of decision.
So the resolution now reads at the beginning, so whereas the existing cottage foundation is recognized as legal nonconforming with the original foundation located at 3.5 meters, so that was a change from the lot line, and the CBO reviewed that definition instead of front yard.
I can read the full resolution if you wish.
That's okay. That's changed.
Okay.
We'll do that. Okay. I'll read the full resolution.
Yep.
Pass it down. Resolution 25-03, moved by Mike Hakkinen, seconded by Reg Moore. Whereas the existing cottage foundation is recognized as legal nonconforming with the original foundation located 3.5 meters from the front lot line, now therefore be it resolved that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/01/2026 Vandermolen to permit relief of one uncovered deck with a reduced front yard setback of 2.4 meters, where 6 meters is required under section 3.10A of the Township's Comprehensive Zoning Bylaw number 95-12 as amended, and that all other applicable sections of Bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll see it again.
I decision itself that we sign? Is the section about docs taken off there?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing I mentioned, the site plan shows... The other thing I'd mentioned was the site plan shows an encroachment of an existing garage onto a property line. And first of all, I'm not, I see there's a bylaw attached to that on the survey. And plan numbers attached to it. And I'm not sure what the bylaw says or what the plan numbers reflect or anything. And who owns the property that the encroachment is on.
We have this online?
No, I have the big plan.
Okay.
Do you want to look at this?
I'm just running to the office.
I can see that. I just don't know the, what the bylaw says or anything like that. It doesn't say on this plan.
Did it reference a bylaw number?
8713.
Okay. I likely don't have that.
87-13. As in RO115056. And then the plan number that's referenced is part one, plan 42R9302. And the PIN number is 52129-0496.
So you're asking about this garage that's on there, and maybe the applicants, since they're online, maybe they can explain the history of that garage.
Okay.
Your concern is that it's not on the property?
Well, it's not. It's an illegal building. It's not on the owner's property, unless
okay.
they own that property.
Perhaps they can reply to that. I don't
know. Excuse me. Yes. When we purchased the property, that was already existing, the location of the garage. I did speak to Chris about that. He said there is a form we can fill out, and I believe there's a one-time fee that will allow for that. Beside the garage is a right-of-way to the property next door to us.
So from that, it sounds like to me that Chris thinks that property belongs to the township and he's talking about an encroachment agreement? Is that true?
I believe it is. I'm not sure. We talked to Chris a while ago about that, and that is quite... that's quite possible, yes.
Chris and I did speak about that today. So the garage was permitted in 1989. It does look like it encroaches township property. If the committee wants, we can add a condition to this approval being that the applicant shall enter into an encroachment agreement with the township for the portion of the garage encroaching onto township property. The encroachment agreement can be registered on title, and the expenses can be borne by the applicant if the committee wishes to do so.
So in my research of this afternoon, I did get time to look into it a little bit, and that's typically what's done. The minor variance can continue. We can go ahead and pass it, but it is conditional on the encroachment agreement being applied for and passed.
Okay. So we would add that as a part of the resolution, as a conditional.
I'm just going to get you to sign this one, so it's the same thing, just adding that bottom one, so you can
okay.
Move it. Just this last clause being the approval of an encroachment agreement. So you second it, so just instead of me rewriting it.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay.
Didn't look and see what bylaw 8713 said. My concern is that bylaw may already be an encroachment agreement or something.
If it is an encroachment agreement, then they have satisfied the condition.
Yes, I guess
so.
It
would nullify.
Yeah,
so it's fine. Yeah, so I guess the next committee meeting, you just let the committee know if that was a bylaw or not, or?
I can do that. I'll look up the bylaw.
Right, okay, great.
Okay. Mike Kekanen?
Is the, that bylaw that you're referring to, would that be an assumption of that section of Jones Road?
Could be, I have no idea.
Because it's right in where it says traveled road.
Yeah.
Then there's the bylaw, then it's, known locally as Jones Road.
It'd be more apt to be that, yes.
Mike, more questions?
So yeah, so I'm looking at the encroachment of the garage, and so there's a gravel driveway that goes from Jones Road on the township property in front of the garage, so does the encroachment agreement, so probably, are there vehicles parked? Is there an issue with, no, okay.
No, I think that always happens with every driveway.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking about it, but then if there's parking going on, anyways,
yeah.
that's fine.
Yeah, I think pretty well every driveway has to come out to the township road,
yeah.
So it's always on part of the road allowance and everything.
Yeah, it's just that the front opening of the garage is right on. Anyways, that's fine if you think that's not an issue.
Yeah. I think it should be all right.
Any other comment from committee members? The one amendment, just the last clause then, and I'll read that. Further, that as a condition of approval, the applicant shall enter into an encroachment agreement with the township for the portion of the garage encroaching on the township property. The agreement shall be registered on title, and all associated costs shall be borne by the applicant. So that's the amendment, and I'll call for the, unless there's further discussion, call for the vote on the amendment. All those in favor? None opposed? And then on the resolution itself, I'll ask the question of all those in favor for the resolution as amended. Okay, none opposed? So that's carried.
Shelley and John, they're just going to sign the notice of decision. The decision, I'll send you a copy tomorrow, and I'll look up that bylaw to see if it is, in fact, a encroachment agreement or something to do with John Road.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for attending.
Thank you.
Resolution 26-04, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Maury Haskam. The Committee of Adjustment has now adjourned. All questions, all in favor? None opposed? Carried.